You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth. Ah.
All right, Max, that time is our mailbag episode, the first ever mailbag episode here in the Cedric Maxwell podcast. I am Josue Pavone. He is, of course, Cedric Maxwell out in Charlotte. How you feeling, Max?
I am beautiful here in Charlotte, man. The city is, give you a view. This is me. I'm on the deck, and this is the view of the Queen City.
Okay.
Nice. Where I'm at, I'm actually on the rooftop. I have a townhouse. I have a downtown Charlotte, and I'm kind of looking onto the city.
Yeah, you got some of the invite.
Loving life.
You've been talking about it all summer. I gotta get the invite.
Yeah, definitely have you and Nick Joso down and hang out on the roof deck. Have some, have some lunch. Just chill.
Yeah, it looks nice, man. We just got the sun. We got the sun back today after the crazy rainy Friday we had. But let's get into these episodes. Let's get into these questions. We got people who tweeted us. People slide into your DM, Max. So we appreciate it, guys. Of course, we always say at the end of almost every episode, we appreciate the support. And this is our way of giving back here. You know, all the questions you guys have lined up for us, we appreciate it. But the first one comes from Paris. And Paris asks, as a defensive, tough-nosed player, who was your greatest challenge? DJ, Bernard King, or Larry Bird?
Who was my challenge?
Your greatest challenge out of those three, I guess.
I didn't. The only one that had to guard. Well, I had to guard Larry for a little bit. When I was going against him his rookie year, that was pretty tough. But other than that, I would have said Bernard King. Bernard King was outstanding, man. He was a different animal, man. That dude was. He could score both shoulders, post up. He was so quick that you couldn't double team the post up. Mm-hmm. And that gave you problems. And I remember one day Larry would score on him, and then he'd come back down to the other end. He'd be all pissed off and want to score on me. And then one day Larry happened to have him on the switch on the defensive end. And Larry was telling me, switch. I'm like, no, you're good. You stay right there. You were on the all defensive team. You stay right there for a minute. You'll see how this feels. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, I would say Bernard King was one of the tough ones. Dr. J, I'm gonna even give my guy James Worthy a little credit. He was pretty tough because he was so quick with the basketball. My boy Bob McAdoo said they used to call him clever, because he had all these moves and things around the hoop. But there was quite a few. Alex Ingles, Kiki Vandeweghe. There was a lot of guys who could score the ball when I was playing.
You know, this is new Lakers documentary that they got going. Right now, they're around that time, the mid-80s right now. I'm sure you've been watching it, man. I'm sure you've been keeping
it. It'd be nice to get a check. I don't know because, last time somebody was telling me about the Laker documentary, and I think that's when they had I think Jerry West was in the
that was a TV show. I feel like these are like the response to those. This is the documentary, but yeah.
That was worse. I guess the actor acting like Jerry West, and then there was the actor who was me, and I guess I scored, and Jerry West wasn't too happy with that. he was actually in the limo watching this. And then he was just like, ah, cornbread motherfucker. I'm like, damn, Jerry, you know, tell me how you really feel, big fella. But yeah, that was, those were pretty tasty bits, man.
Yeah, well, that was the part that actually made the show. So it makes me wonder if that's a true story. That was verbatim, the way he said it.
Possibility.
All right, next one comes from one of our bigger fans, or maybe his biggest fan. I feel like he always interacts with us a lot on Twitter, man. Big shout out to a Greek-Italian Celtic Skywalker. His question is, what else do the Celtics need, in your opinion, to shore up this roster? I feel like they need another big and a wing. Thoughts?
I would love to have another big. I think the wings are pretty good. Since Kevin Durant now is off the table, that would have shored up a lot of different things. But they've been talking about, you know, Jason Tatum, what an outstanding summer he's had. I think someplace he's playing in some summer league and game, and LeBron was with him. He had 8 threes or something like that.
Yeah,
the, always the, crazy.
He had a pro-am. It's Jamal Crawford runs it.
So, but that's the same Jamal Crawford that Chan Holmgren, didn't he break his foot or something in that summer league?
Exact same event. I was just going to tell you. I don't know if you knew about
the year.
Yeah.
What did he do to break his foot that he's out for the year, though?
Well, from a highlight, it looked like he was trying to stop LeBron. Yeah, LeBron on a fast break, and he starts limping after it, and that was the last time you saw that. Actually, they shut down the game because there was condensation, so the floor was slippery. So after that happened, they said it's a wrap, and they closed it down. So, but yeah.
Wow, and I played.
Out there are going to be like, oh, man, well, what was he doing, you know, playing in the thing? But it's like, come on, man, that's the last thing on people's mind when you're playing and during the offseason, when you're trying to showcase yourself.
Also. Well, the thing,
great players.
Well, the thing that he had also, he had permission from the team. You know, OKC gave him permission to play in that summer league game. Right. If they had not given him permission to play in that summer league game, they could have voided his contract. So, you know, so young players, if you aren't established, you know, you might want to second guess and make sure you ask your team to get permission if it's okay to play in those games. I mean, there were guys who got hurt and all kind of different things. And some of the contracts have been voided. Some of them have just been punished. There was, I think it's some guy that I remember one time, he got hurt. I think he was jet skiing and fell off the jet ski and broke his leg or something like that. Purvis Ellison, who we both know, he said he did something, but he was helping D. Brown bring a table into his house. The table fell on his foot and broke it.
You heard his foot. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. About
So players, different things can happen to players like that. But again, it's just unfortunate. It isn't anything that we should scream about. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because he, from what I saw in Summer League, I'm not the only one. He looked good. You know, he impressed a lot of people, and everyone's waiting to see what he will look like against NBA talent, of course, because everyone knows what Summer League is, you know. But at the same time, he had that going into the draft, you know, that stock, that high stock. And some people are really surprised that he wasn't taken at the number one pick overall. But, you know, the Orlando Magic went another route, of course.
Well, and you say so, yeah, the question that was asked was, what do the Celtics need? I think that they have a lot of pieces right now. I think all the things they need now are fringe pieces. They need a couple of maybe backup shooters, somebody who's a dead red, knock down the shot when the ball comes to it, when it swings from Tatum to Brown to him in the corner. But most of the pieces right now, the Celtics have. The biggest piece that they need and they just got, I think, was championship experience. What it takes to win the championship. And maybe Golden State showed them what it meant.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, I think for the most part, they have, you know, Ime has his rotation, you know, but obviously we have to wait and see how they mesh. How is everything going to pan out? So I think, you know, a month into the regular season, you'll have a good idea or somewhat of a bigger picture of what they need. And then you'll see what the Celtics do from there. I mean, that's always been what they do in the past, you know. And look, what they did this offseason was tremendous. Bringing in Malcolm Brogdon, you know, Danilo Gallinari, it really does address certain things that they didn't have during the NBA Finals. Yep, yep, secondary yep. scoring, you know, secondary playmaker and Brogdon, someone who can close out games for you as well. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what this team looks like. But right now, I like what they got. I don't know if I would add any other pieces right now. Let's just see. Let's see what happens.
I tell you what, I just cannot believe that the season has gotten back around.
I know.
This quick. It just seems like a month ago that we just finished, the season and all the questions that swirled around. So I think that's another thing you're going to see, that, you know, the growth pattern for a Jason Tatum. Does he take it? Last year he went to another level. Does he take it to another level? Does he become that guy that, you know, you can depend on in the clutch to knock down big shots? And just was unfortunate for him when the lights were shining at its brightest in the championship series. His shot went astray and his ball handling went crazy. You know, talk about 95 turnovers in in the NBA Finals. That just doesn't happen. You know, think about it in the playoffs. That just doesn't happen.
What's your response to the wrist injury? And what I mean by that is that something that makes you think like, oh, well, that makes sense. You know, if that wasn't the case, he would have played better, or is it more like that's sort of far from the course? You know, when you're making a deep playoff run.
No, because I mean, you think about it, he played great during Miami. He played well enough to be the MVP.
Yeah.
In that series, so. Unless it was something I didn't know about between Miami to Golden State, I really didn't see it. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I like to say, it's you either do or you don't. You either shit or you get off the pot. And that's what happens when you think about when you're in a playoff series like that.
That's such a Max quote. That's such a Cedric Maxwell quote right there.
You do. Somebody trying to use the bathroom, just sweating, knock, 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 knock. Hey, what are you doing in there? Can you hurry up?
You either do it or you don't. Huh, Max? All right.
Do or you don't.
Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. This episode of Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by Athletic Greens. So I started taking AG1 because I wanted a well-balanced diet and I wanted something to improve my everyday lifestyle. I didn't have the time. Wanted better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system. Hated taking pills, vitamins. I wanted a supplement that actually tastes great. Wanted to see what the hype was about. All right, I know what you guys are probably guessing. What is this stuff, right? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. An extra dose of energy is always something that can help me get through my day. And what's great about AG1 is that it's lifestyle friendly. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Support better sleep quality and recovery. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than that cold brew habit. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him $100 a day. He created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. Right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Cedric. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Cedric to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That's athleticgreens.com/Cedric. All right, let's move on. Next question. This is from A-Pole. A-Pole says, this is a funny one. I believe it was 1977, and you were at our back b-ball school out in UNCC, of course, your alma mater. I was a camper, and you referred to our game, and you refereed our game, excuse me, in a furry bathrobe and slippers. They called you up to court six, like six or seven times. I think you blew the whistle twice the entire game. Once to start the game, the second to start the second half. Do you remember this at all?
No, I don't remember it. But Wapole, whatever your name is, I apologize now after all these years.
How do you forget? Wait, hold on, Max. It's not significant, but there's only a couple of times in one's life that you referee a game in the robe and slippers. You don't remember this at all? No.
Just wait. You remember this. You're talking 1977. You weren't even born, my friend. What are you talking about?
But wait, were you prone to do something like this? Like, isn't this out of the ordinary for you? You're not like, whoa, when did I do that? You're just like, oh, all right, that makes sense.
No, I would say it possibly could have happened. Let me say this. If I was doing it in slippers and I never blew the whistle, maybe my concentration level or my excitement about their game wasn't there. All right.
Being the player, you know, the player that you were, you wanted to see that aggressiveness. You wanted to see the, you know, let the kids play.
It was sixth graders. What was I getting excited over a sixth grader play? No, I probably wasn't. They called me in probably to do it and whatever it is. I don't remember having, I could see myself wearing flip-flops, but I don't think I'd be wearing furry slippers. I can't think of that. I say no to that.
that wasn't you. That was somebody else.
No, furry slippers doesn't ring a bell.
All right, this next one comes from Nate. Who's the best player you had to?
Let's stop that. When you said Nate, let's give a shout out to the health of Nate Archibald, because just yesterday I got all these calls about Nate Archibald had passed away. It was on the internet and then Nate Archibald's wife had to come back and refute it. So, I mean, wow. When you say about Nate, that's one of my guys. But go on with your question. But shout out to you, Nate Archibald.
Yeah, prayers up to Nate. We saw him during one of your autograph signings. Remember that? The book signing. One of your book signings. Wow.
He talked about me like a dog. He looked at my weight and said, damn, if you were that big when you played, boy, there would have been some big picks. I'm like, what the hell? But that's still my guy, though. Man, anyway, let's get back to Nate's question. What was his question?
So who's the best player you had to defend in a single game? One single game, I guess. Just narrow it down.
That's tough, man. That is really tough. The best player that I had to – wow. Does that be a practice game or a regular season game?
Oh, that's a good
question. You know,
I'm assuming he's talking about a regular season game. Or at least a regular season game.
Let's go along. Let's go back to Bernard King and give him let's give him his flowers.
I figured that would be your playoff pick. If you had to pick one person.
Unbelievable. Couldn't stop him if you want to. I think Bernard King gets my shout out. And every time I see your guy in New York, if I'm ever in New York and I see your guy, Spike Lee, I'll always walk up behind them. I'm like, damn, Bernard King couldn't score on me. And Spike Lee would turn around and smile and say, cornbread, you know damn well you couldn't guard Bernard King. So Bernard King would be the guy that would probably give you give you more nightmares than anybody else with this ability to score the ball.
Wish your team could find some next level talent. When your business needs someone with the right skills fast, you need Indeed. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. Because Indeed helps star applicants to shine with over 135 assessment tests from cooking to coding. Indeed investments help take the stress out of the hiring process. Your candidates get to prove themselves before the interview, and you can dive deeper into talking about what's important to you. With Indeed assessments, you can select for the skills that matter to you most. Add from a selection of over 100 hard and soft skill tests to your job post and hone in on the candidates with the right skills faster. Indeed assessments can give you a window into how candidates will be on the job. On average, applicants who have scored highly proficient or higher on their reliability assessment were nearly 8 times more likely to consistently attend work, according to Indeed data. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you can pay for applicants that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Maxwell. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. What about someone in the regular season? What about an underdog? Someone that you people wouldn't expect.
Don't know this guy. And Kevin McHale and I always talked about it. They always ask us that. His name was Mike Mitchell. Mike Mitchell played with Cleveland. He played with San Antonio. Not a lot of people remember him. But dynamic scorer. He was under Bill Fitch. I think he went from Auburn University, but nobody would even know about him. But man, he could score in so many different ways. He would post you up. He would sit down. He would go. He had so many different ways to score on you. That's the guy myself and Kevin always talk about.
Okay. I like those players. Those players mm-hmm. are the ones that people forget about, but then they don't mm-hmm. forget about. They remember those times when it caused them fits.
Absolutely.
Right. Last one is from Sydney from Watertown. Sydney says, what's up?
No, I said Sydney. Go ahead.
Sydney said, hi, said Celtics history always looks pretty down on Curtis Rowe and Sydney Wicks. Mm-hmm. Say Larry Bird never came to Boston. If you were the leader of the team without Bird, could you have motivated Curtis and Sidney to care about winning? Would Red still have drafted McHale? Well, maybe I should just start with that. There's a few questions in here, so let's start with that, I guess.
Sidney and Curtis. Sidney got traded away in my second year. My second year. But, man, had some talent. Shoot the ball, run the floor. Curtis Rowe was like one of my biggest friends. And he was the one that gave the two lines he gave. One, he said, asked me about winning or losing. He said, ain't no L's and W's on them checks on the first and 15.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the other line, I always remember him talking to Dave Cowens. Dave Cowens, we were losing. And Dave Cowens was trying to give us a motivational speech. Dave Cowens was the player coach. And he said to Sidney, he said to Curtis, so Curtis, you know, you don't cheer for your teammates. You act like you don't care. And all of a sudden, Curtis Rowe looked at Dave and said, God damn it, Dave, if you wanted some cheerleaders, you should have drafted some. And man, I was in tears. So, I mean, they could play, but I think they were long in the tooth. They were already established players. And it's hard for a younger player to come in and change the mindset of older players. That is one of the reasons why they wanted to cut Curtis Rowe. They cut him for really no reason. Billfish cut him. It was so funny. Curtis had a flat tire on his way to practice. Billfish passed by him, looked at him, passed by him, didn't stop. Curtis comes to practice late. And Bill says, "Why are you late?" And Curtis goes, "And then you passed by me when I have a flat tire." And Bill said, "You're out of here. You're cut." And they were just looking for a reason to get him out because
maybe he didn't see him, Max. Maybe he drove past him.
No, they felt like he was a bad influence on me, and he was going to be a bad influence on Larry. So they did their own job in cutting him and sending him elsewhere.
Okay, well, now I feel like reading the rest of this is pointless because I guess what he's getting at is, could he have been one of those members of the big three, whether it be, you know, Mikhail or one of those guys?
No. Yeah. Those guys that were long in the tube, they were in their 9th and 10th year by the time I got in the league. So you're already established. And at that time, remember, 10 years in the league was the holy grail. You got 10 years in the league, you were in great. And now you look at guys, the 10th year in the league, you're just kind of just getting started. Yeah. So it's
LeBron's getting ready for year 20.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think that I could have motivated them. I think they were their own people at that time.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by our good friends at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, the NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and features. Head to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Gotcha. All right, well, everyone, we appreciate the questions. I would love to do this again, so maybe in a couple of months we'll send the alert out for everyone to bring in these questions, because that's fun. See, that's exactly what I want. I wanted these questions to evoke those type of stories and trips down memory lane that we haven't done yet. So
that was cool. Can't believe that we didn't have anybody say, talk about, what went on with Kevin Durant being taken off.
They're pissed. They don't want to hear about it anymore. We were, after the news came out that Brooklyn Nets are going to keep him and going to try to, they're going to work things out. They had the meeting and everything. We did a live show, your favorite show on YouTube, The God Report. We went live, and 5 minutes into it, why are we still talking about this? Well, I'm like, it just happened. They just dropped the story. Like, come on, Celtics fan. But that's how mad they are. They're mad that this whole thing even started six weeks ago, all summer.
Here's the thing, which is really funny. I think the most ironic thing about this is that when Kevin became a free agent, he was courted by the Celtics. Jay Crowder and everybody opened the playbook. Man, come here. You're going to be da-da-da. And everybody said, look, yeah, we had a great interview. And, everybody wanted him. And all of a sudden, he leaves and goes to Golden State. Everybody's pissed off. Screw him and da-da-da, whatever. Isn't it so ironic that he would have the Celtics on the list that he wanted to come back to after essentially scorning them in the first time he was a free agent? So I just find the irony in that surreal. A guy who kind of put his toe in the water, thinking about playing here, and then left. And then when he gets to Brooklyn, he's like, I got a couple of teams right now on my list that I'll go to. And one of them happened to be the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, it's unreal. Well, I don't know. What do you think about it? Do you think this is something that was just out there that Brooklyn was trying to use in their favor? Because think about it. The Celtics, you put the Celtics up there, everyone's like, oh, that deal might get done. So let me get our trade package together. Let me try to outdo the Celtics and what they got on the table. But who knows? But
did you ever hear any other deals out there that made sense?
The Celtics one's the only one that made sense. If you're Brooklyn, you don't want to make that deal. You're like, man, we just re-signed you for 4 years. Can we at least see what this looks like?
Yeah, I think Brooklyn, but if you wanted to, I just didn't think they want to go into a new season with an unhappy player. That's what I was saying. But now that they've made amends, how do you, as a player and the general manager and a coach, how do you get that back on the same trust page with Steve Nash? You know, Steve Nash had to be fired. Yeah. Marks had to be fired. It's me or them. And now you coming back. I mean, Danny Fortson did that one time. He played with the Celtics for a minute during the Rick Pitino era and I wouldn't say it was Toronto. I think he went to Toronto first.
Oh, and then he said he didn't want to go there, right?
No. He went to Toronto. And they asked him, like, you know, talked about the Celtics. He said, man, I'm glad I'm out of here. This ship be sinking. And then went to Toronto and failed the physical and had to come back to Boston. How do you mend those fences? And that's going to be because if you're Steve Nash, do you trust? If you're Sean Marks, do you trust? If you're KD, do you trust? You know, they got just their whole team is trust issues. Kyrie Irving, are you going to play? You're not vaccinated? I mean, it's just a bunch of things. And then you add Ben Simmons. Do you trust Ben Simmons right now?
Yeah, I mean, the mandate, that's the thing. If this mandate comes back and everyone has to get vaccinated again in order to travel or certain cities and this whole thing happens again, then that's it. Imagine, like, that's it. And that's one possibility, right? The other thing, in my opinion, looking at this going into the regular season for the Nets is, are they, I don't know, a 6 or 7 game losing streak away from firing Steve Nash? I think they are, honestly. Like, that's all it's going to take. So I'd be really surprised by the end of the season that Steve Nash is still the head coach. But if it isn't him, then who is it? Who goes in there and tries to fix this mess?
Man, you're right. You're right in that regard. I mean, that's the only other thing that people didn't talk about to me, you know, with the whole Kevin, and this is the last time I'm going to talk about, is the fact that there were so many things that were seemed to be positive for Kevin to come here. One, the fact that you think about who he was coached by. Ime was his coach.
Yeah.
Ime was part of his coaching staff when he came to Brooklyn. And I think everybody said, well, you're getting him old. Well, you're getting him around the same time you got Kevin Garnett,
yeah.
And you know, people said, well, he's washed up, he's OB. He averaged 30. 30.
30, yeah. He's not 34-year-old in the NBA, yeah, for sure.
So that's why I think that, you know, hopefully the Celtics won't look back on it and, you know, say, hey, I'm sure that Brad is content with what he's doing. I'm sure he's happy about that. And the only downfall you see, is there any damage right now with Jaylen Brown? Because his name reportedly was in the headlines.
Yeah, but he's not sensitive. You say that he said that he's a grown man,
Is Brad, or did Brad go to him immediately and quail the situation by calling Jaylen?
Well, in a recent radio interview, he said that he had been in contact with Jaylen.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the whole thing. But man, it's going to be something coming back into the season, But guys, we really want to thank you. I'm here in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Joe Sway's in Boston. Beautiful summer day.
Beautiful out here. Nice. We only
get stronger with you when you subscribe. Mash that like button, all those things. And, you know, we'll try to be, you know, we will continue to bring the same content that we, what do? We keep it on the what?
Keep it on 100.
100. Keep it on 100.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know what keeping on 100 is, damn, go find one of your black friends. They'll tell you.
With that, we'll see you next week, guys.